Georgia. How do you cast your vote?
Oh, boy.
Yeah!
Oh, my goodness. Lil Jon. There's your Democratic National Convention in Chicago last night.
Turn out for what?
Lil Jon, Atlanta rapper, introducing the roll call for Georgia. Missouri had Russ Carnahan. This is Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio City Hall Bureau Chief, as we return to Chicago. Hello, Pat.
Hello.
That was some party last night. So what were the highlights of the night for you?
Well, the roll call is really corny, and but it is a lot of fun. I mean, it's just fun to see the states really exuberant about where they're from. They wear costumes. Wisconsin famously wears these wedges of cheese on their head. So that was a lot of fun. And as you said, Lil Jon gave a surprising performance. And then, of course, the most anticipated moment of the night was the appearance of two of the people who are considered probably the party's best speakers, Michelle and Barack Obama. And I don't think the delegates were disappointed.
Now, the Obamas did get a lot of praise for last night's speeches, but some analysts are kind of hinting that Michelle Obama may have taken the low road on this one. You know, how did their comments play to a wider audience?
Well, Mrs. Obama definitely has a way different style than the former president. His tone was almost like a sermon. He was very lofty, an appeal to the better angels of our nature, as he said during his remarks. But she really brought down the house. She was really the much stronger message deliverer. And yes, she did take aim at Donald Trump very pointedly. And with, I think, I don't know if bitter is the right word, but certainly something that she's been harboring for years, going back to 2008 when Donald Trump led the movement to falsely assert that President Obama hadn't been born in the U.S. She said that, you know, he for years vilified them because he couldn't stand two successful, well-educated, powerful people who happened to be black.
Something that caught my attention was Stephanie Grisham, the former Trump staffer, speaking last night in support of Kamala Harris. Is this evidence of this campaign making a play for these Republicans, Pat?
Oh, quite definitely. And in fact, President Obama, even though he was delivering really a partisan message, called for unity across the country to Americans don't want to live in a divided country. And he kind of pitched his partisan message of support for the Harris-Walz ticket as a referendum on American values. Who do we want representing America on the world stage? But this this theme of former Trump voters now voting for Harris has been continuing throughout the convention. They also last night had the mayor of Mesa, Arizona, John Giles, a Republican, who said he's voting for Kamala Harris.
What message does Harris's running mate, Tim Walz, need to send tonight?
I think he just needs to be himself to appeal to this convention. He very much seems like the guy next door. President Obama last night referenced the flannel shirts that he wears. Mr. Obama said that's not from a wardrobe consultant. That's from his closet. And it looks like they've been through some things. But that's a very relatable kind of image, I think, for most Americans.
What else is going on tonight? Former President Bill Clinton?
Yes, that's right. Bill Clinton will address the delegates. There have just been so many speeches. It begins to feel exhausting. Last night, I think some people, by the time the Obamas came on, were just actually ready to leave, but they, you know, they stayed around to hear, and I'm sure they'll give Mr. Clinton a warm welcome tonight.
Well, Pat, we appreciate your coverage. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That is Pat Loeb, KYW, a City Hall Bureau Chief, covering the Democratic National Convention in Chicago.